Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for today, that we have yet another day that we could come here to church. And Father, we thank you once again that we woke up with the breath of life in us this morning, and that we have the ability to be here on this earth for yet one more day. And while we are here today, we are determined that we are going to praise you here this morning, that we're going to lift up the name of Jesus, and that no matter what the devil has planned today, we're going to give him a headache. And so, Father, we just thank you as you meet us here with your Holy Spirit, and we come to you in spirit and in truth, that you're going to meet us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Then share it with each other as you say hello to each other this morning.
My heart.
This song is a good example of, you know, we can say, well, I've gone so far away that God would never accept me. He would never take me back. But after David had committed adultery, fathered a child, killed the husband off so he could marry the wife, Nathan comes up and confronts him. And this is what he said after that. It was just between him and God. He said, God, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me, because he knew that he had veered away. And you know what? God took him back.
Amen.
I worship you, O Prince. is what we have done this morning. Raised up and glorified the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glorify thy name in all the earth. Lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy he has begotten us unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth thee for all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfy our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Oh, it's wonderful to come into your presence with singing, and enter your gates with thanksgiving, and into your courts with praise. And be thankful unto the Lord, and bless his name, and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord, we humble ourselves today in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. We surrender everything to you, Lord. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we pray today, use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray today, let your perfect plan and will be done in this body of believers. Your perfect will be done, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. O Lord, do a deep work in us today. A deep work. Touch us, we pray, Father. Let us not live the same as we came. Let the anointing come upon us in such a mighty way. And let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us answer the call. Here we, Lord, use us, send us. Not our will, but thy will be done, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us move out of the ordinary. And let us move into extraordinary, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today for victory in this body of believers. Let us move in the supernatural, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and do things that we never thought possible before. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for a spiritual renewal within us. For creating us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within us, we pray, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And uphold us with your free spirit. Then shall we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, of preparing us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for touching the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Lord, give him joy and peace in his heart. Give him the freedom to preach, and let the word pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, like a two-edged sword. Thank you, Father, for anointing everyone that gives a testimony today. And let your name be glorified with the testimonies as well. Let your name be glorified with the message, with the music. Everything, let your name be lifted up, and let your name be glorified, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as we are about to receive this offering, the word says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So every man, every person, as they purpose in their heart, let them give. Let them give not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today for victory in this body of believers. Oh, a mighty victory, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father. Oh, and let the high praises of God be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. And we bless you and thank you. And Lord, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Okay, good morning. Looks like it filled up a little bit in here. Okay, we're going to take time for testimonies. Anybody has a testimony? Okay, Monica?
Yeah, one of mine is a very short testimony, but it's a testimony to God's grace and mercy. So yeah, the devil tried to give me a cold this week, and I decided, no, I am not taking that crap from him. No way. I told him to go and to lose me and to just leave me alone. And I said, God, I'm your property. You take care of me. So he is. I'm so much better today.
Right on, Monica. I don't receive colds either. Okay, Natalia.
Surely he shall dwell,
deliver
thee from the snare of the fowler and of the noisome pestilence.
Amen. Angels.
Angels are watching over me tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. As I am closing my eyes, I remember a prayer my mama sang to me. Know the Lord will always be with you tonight, tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. As I am closing my eyes, I remember a prayer my mama sang to me. Know the Lord will always be with you tonight, tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight. Angels are watching over me tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
And of course, we always give praise and glory to our Heavenly Father, the Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Last week, I was searching for something in the garage mezzanine and stumbled upon some baby photos of Natalia 6 years ago. It's amazing how fast the time flies. And anyway, we were looking at the pictures and noticed how cute she was, how beautiful baby she was. So she later asked me, says, Papa Dedushka, were you that cute when you were a baby? Of course I was. At least great-grandmother told me so. Amen.
Hey, there's no hesitation there, huh? Okay, Irene.
Hello. Good morning. I just wanted to mention something that besides all the glory that I want to give him to the Lord of this last week, is that I was aware of something and I want to share this with you. I was driving and watching around me, and of course you see a lot of police cars coming, and I was surprised to see so many in that particular area. I saw them here and there and standing. And then suddenly I felt like the Lord is saying, see, you're seeing the car, but you're not seeing inside the officer, even that he's there and he has the outfit of authority in him. And he said, be aware, just as you see the cars and the police officers' cars, everybody see them right away. That's how the enemy sees you in me, because you are hid with Christ in God. And he sees that big surrounding authority figure that represents Jesus in us. So even that we may not be aware, the enemy knows that we are in him. Amen?
All right, that's a nice object lesson right there. Okay, do we have any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to have some prayer time here first. And I want to say, you know, people, we have anyone here with a birthday this last week or this coming week? No one wants to say anything, okay. You don't want to get any older, right? Okay. But anyway, we want to send from the church here congratulations to Ulla Johansson. She lives in Sweden. She is she's a wife of Torbjörn Johansson, our translator. And to you, Ola, vi har den äran på din födelsedag. We're going to pray today for the rent. We've had a difficult month, and we got to pay the remainder of the rent here today. So we want to pray specifically that God will meet that need and that we can keep on moving. Now I got a very special prayer request that I want us to pray for today. And I was waking up in the middle of the night. I prayed. I simply thanked God I could come before His throne. And this is a particular demon. I'm going to read it to you so that we get it right. I want to pray today against a monster demon called Destroyer. For some 8 years, our minister has been under attack from this monster demon, which can be likened to a killer whale. It has been eating away at the very core of the ministry. And if this principality is not defeated, he will devour our ministry. The people who are attacked by this monster demon are feeding the demon instead of resisting him. They've been taken over by the following seducing spirits who have totally blinded them and made them insane. Selfishness, childishness, pride, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, stupidity, not caring, insanity, control, domination. Please pray with us on a daily basis that we shall be able to overcome these demonic forces. And this is serious. It is a matter of death or life for this entire ministry. I'm asking all the people that are watching us live or later or listening to us by audio that you will earnestly pray for resurrection life of Jesus at EIUC. This demonic force we have been fighting for a long time, and we have so far not been able to defeat. And we need to pray that the people that have been blinded, that God will shake them loose so that we can simply destroy the destroyer. So let's come right now and pray at the altars here today. Our Heavenly Father, I've shared the attacks from this particularly principality, the destroyer. And Father God, you know the exact details that I will not share with the congregation. But Father God, we know enough that we can pray and ask for your help. Father God, you have blessed us in all areas. But this is an area, Lord, that we have not been able to shake. And you know that many of us have prayed. We have fasted. We have cried out. We have begged you, Lord. And yet, we have not been delivered yet. In the name of Jesus, those of us gathered here today, we agree right now. And we come against every spirit of selfishness, childishness, pride, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, stupidity, not caring, insanity, control, domination, and idiotic spirits. And we command right now that you have to loose the people in this ministry that you have in their grip. You got to loose them right now in Jesus' name. And we drive you out. And we command that today you shall be bound, chained, blind and made deaf and dumb. And in the future we shall be able to cast you out of these people and render you useless forever. And we thank you, Father God, for your holy angels moving right now. Destroyer, I stand before you today with a congregation around me. And we command today, move. You shall not take us down. And I command you in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus that you shall be driven out from the midst of us. And I command you to be ripped apart, bound, chained, and rendered useless in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come upon us right now. Holy Spirit, minister to all the people in need. Break the yoke of bondage. Break the chains today, Lord. And set our people free. And I thank you and I bless you for that, Father God. And Lord, we want to thank you today that this church shall be victorious. And we shall not be defeated. My Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy angels have been given full authority, power, and direction to execute this judgment now upon these demonic forces. And now, Father God, I pray that the fear of God shall fall upon a people who have been bound. I pray that the fear of God shall fall, Father God. It will drive these people to their knees and to the cross and to repentance, Lord. Thank you for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, this will seem like a trivial prayer request to you right now. But God, you know that we are behind on the rent for this month. We're coming into our last week, Lord. And we ask you today, Father God, that you will move upon people that are watching us, listening to us, people in this congregation. People have been watching us week after week and they consider this their church. That Father God, they will recognize that we need to pay rent. We have no place to broadcast from. So thank you, Father God, for answering this prayer, that by tomorrow we will have the rent, we can pay it in full, Lord. And we thank you for that. Father, I bless you, I magnify your name, as we stand before you today, your people. And this we ask now in Jesus' name, and those who are great said, amen and amen.
My people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. And we want to declare today that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into a captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience, when our obedience is fulfilled. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out. I'm going to ask each one of you that are here in the church to continue to pray every day that thanking God that we will have victory in this area. And to you that are watching us, listening to us, and I'm going to ask you also that you will continue to pray for Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, and that we shall be able to stand and be victorious.